Greeting, friends. It's been a few weeks, so I'd like to update you all on our situation. Our family is still under attack by the lawless and illegitimate DCF of Massachusetts, the Department Against Children and Families. Not only that, but these rogue communists have begun harassing our relatives in different states as well. It's incredibly infuriating that they recently descended on the home of one of our elderly relatives just as the Sabbath was beginning. When our relative refused to grant them entry to their home at such a holy time, these scoundrels continued to threaten and intimidate this relative with menacing policemen for well over an hour. And then, after they left, a different group of policemen returned a short while later and continued the public humiliation, harassment, and intimidation in that neighborhood. My dear elderly relative, who happened to be all alone at the time, was left traumatized and shaken to the core. A brazen desecration of our Holy Sabbath and an unprecedented assault on our family and on that particular family member. Other relatives of ours have likewise been targeted, victimized, and harassed. This despotic police state behavior is simply unacceptable here in the United States. This is a modern day Inquisition. I and my family were ambushed by these villains for no other reason than my outspoken position against medical tyranny. So the medical tyrants themselves concocted a false narrative, a libelous claim that my children are being neglected. What neglect, you ask? Because we don't bring our children to compromised pharma peddling pediatricians for yearly physical examinations? Because our children are, thank God, healthy and don't need modern medicine? Because we cured our child from a serious chronic medical condition with natural herbs and no meds? Because we avoid pharmaceutical toxins and lethal vaccines? Because our children will not mask or submit to vilely intrusive nasal swabs? Because we do not follow their state-sponsored public health policies? Because we dare to challenge the clueless medical establishment and make our own educated decisions about the health and well-being of our own children? Yes, all of those reasons are exactly why they accuse us of neglect. My friends, the exact opposite is true. If you follow these pharma-backed zombies and submit your children to the perils of pharmaceutical dependency or the whims of trigger-happy surgeons, then you are neglectful. You are recklessly neglecting your child. You have violated your God-given duty to safeguard your child from harm. Thank God, my wife and I prioritize our children's well-being above all else and will not sacrifice them on the altar of medical mainstream dogma. We seek out independent doctors and healers who have the best interest of our children in mind, who have not pledged allegiance to Big Brother, and who reject tyrannical obedience rituals as we do. The medical care we give our children when necessary is incomparably better care than anything that the compromised mainstream doctors can offer. The funny thing is that we don't even domicile in Massachusetts anymore since early summer, yet these power-hungry criminals still felt entitled to harass our family in Massachusetts and elsewhere. The DCF should be defunded, and all the lowlifes who work for it should be prosecuted for their unspeakable crimes against children and family that they've perpetrated. All the jab-pushing Dr. Mengeles of Massachusetts and elsewhere should likewise be prosecuted and brought to justice for their unspeakable crimes against humanity. I would like to publicly acknowledge all my dear friends and supporters who have joined protests, whether in person, like today in front of Boston's DCF office, or in writing. We believe that all these efforts have been amazingly helpful, and we humbly request that you continue making your voices heard in protesting this grave assault on our family. My wife and I are deeply grateful for all your support. However, despite all these wonderful efforts, the DCF is still relentlessly threatening us. At this time, I would like to turn to you, my dear friends and fellow human beings of human conscience everywhere, to brainstorm other ways how we can bring this extraordinary persecution of my family to an end. If you have any creative ideas or avenues that we haven't yet pursued, please let us know. May God Almighty bless you for all your assistance and support at this precarious time. We look forward to better times in the near future when all this unlawful tyranny and assault on children and families will end. Let freedom ring.